The countdown to consolidation of the City of Dubois and Sandy Township into the new City of Dubois municipality is at 8.5 months. January 5th, 2026 is when consolidation takes hold and becomes official. This year, we have been talking with some key individuals involved with the process of consolidation and getting their insight and perspective. Today, it's the consolidation countdown so far. Our first consolidation countdown featured Sandy Township Supervisor Dick Whitaker. He shared an historic perspective on the early efforts at consolidation for Dubois and Sandy Township.
I'd just like to give you a little history on the consolidation that maybe a lot of people don't know. Dan Kolop, who graduated from Dubois High School in 1965, he was a state champion. That's why being a former wrestler, he was my hero growing up. Went to Penn State and then Ohio State and got his doctor's degree. And his thesis was on the importance of small places like Dubois consolidating to survive. And he said they should have done this way back in 72. I thought that was showed a lot of insight. You know, we have been paying double for everything. If Sandy needs a piece of equipment, heavy-duty equipment, it costs thousands and thousands of dollars, they got to buy it. Dubois may need the same piece of equipment, they turn around and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time it sits unused, but they need it to do what they got to do, where if they were to get, we were together, my thinking was you would have one less piece of equipment, not have two managers and all that. So I just think it makes sense financially, rather than paying double for everything. We don't need two leaders and two of everything. We need. So now that was our big fear when we started consolidation: is were we going to be able to provide jobs for everybody? Well, enough people have retired or moved on that we barely have enough people. In fact, I think we're a little low on staffing right now.
For our second consolidation countdown feature, we were joined by Ben Kafferlin and Lisa Hagberg, current managers of Sandy Township and City of Dubois. Consolidation of municipalities is rare and hard, as Ben Kafferlin notes.
First of all, consolidation is not very common. Can tell you is that we have been involved in big policy changes over the years, like reassessments, for instance. And just those kinds of things are so hard, changes so hard that you normally see about five attempts at something big before it actually takes anyway. So honestly, the fact that it got approved on the 4th is probably not that bad.
But he said a lot of the difficult parts of the work had already been achieved.
So overall, a lot of the groundwork was laid before we got here. You know, we just started in mid-November. So it was kind of well underway before then. But there have been a few things that we've been going back and kind of shoring up. So one of those was the reorganizational chart and figuring out, like, who needs to be on the bus and in what seat. That's one of the things that we enjoy doing. And so we spent a bunch of time on that. And then another that we've spent time clarifying was the election process. And, you know, how many seats are there going to be? What's the length of terms? Is the mayor elected or not? And thankfully, there's a lot of clarity in the law, which is sometimes unusual. And there's no case law to consider because, again, this isn't done very often.
Lisa Hagberg offered encouragement to area citizens as we embark on the new municipality venture.
We just ask that everyone recognize that we're on a historic path, that we are doing something that hasn't been done in over 30 years in Pennsylvania. And as we work together to come together as a new city, we want to assume good intentions about one another and the work that's being done. And we're here to make this process as smooth as possible. And we want the very best for Dubois, and we know that the residents do as well.
During February's consolidation countdown, Police Chief Chris Kruselik provided updates on how the city and township police departments have been joining together to become one local law enforcement agency.
Within the past year, we made a lot of progress. The command staff at Dubois City and at the Sandy Township Police, we've reached a lot of goals. We received a grant for over $500,000 a couple years ago, and we were getting Dubois City body cams and in-car cameras, and we got a lot of other different technology, records management system, what we do our reports in. So progress, we've done a lot to get us to that point of consolidation. pretty high up on the list is policies and procedures, how we operate. So starting last year, between the two agencies, we have been rewriting all of our policies and procedures. So we're about three-fourths of the way done with all those procedures.
That's
we got another records management system where those policies and procedures are dispersed between both departments. So actually right now, both departments are operating off the same procedures.
And last month, the primary election for the candidates who will be running for positions on the very first council of the new city of Dubois was the topic of consolidation countdown. Clearfield County Commissioner and Election Board member Dave Glass announced the 13 names of those who will be on the May 20th primary ballots.
Well, we've got 13 names, 11 Republicans and two Democrats. And if you want, I'll read down the names. We have Barry Abbott, Randy Beers, Bill Beers, Blaine Clark, Shirley DeRouge, Sam Mollica, Pat Riesinger, Mark Sullivan, Devin Valleys, Dave Volpe, and Richard Whitaker are the Republicans. Melissa Keene and Michael Picciarillo will be on the Democratic side. And as we were talking about off air, a lot of those names are familiar because all five Sandy, current Sandy Township guys are on there, the supervisors, the current mayor's on there. So, you know, the ex-police chief, Shirley's in charge of downtown Dubois. So a lot of names people are used to seeing. So that's going to make it, I think, an interesting race, especially on that side. You know, in days past, I would say, well, you're going to see both of these Democrats probably in the fall because there's seven slots and only two names. But Dubois has a history of write-ins, so I'm hesitant to make any predictions.
He also explained how the new mayor for the new city of Dubois municipality will be selected.
The first thing I want to say is the election office has nothing to do with this. Basically, it's how it was voted and how it was worded in the initial consolidation question. So that the way it was determined is that you, the voters, will vote for seven council members, and then the council will choose the mayor amongst their own numbers once they are seated. So we won't know who the mayor is until, as you said, January of 2026, when they take their oath and they have their reorganizational meeting. So no, nobody's actually voting for mayor. Maybe some people will choose or not choose to campaign on the basis that they want to be mayor.
Right.
But even if they win, we won't know how that vote will go. So it's you are only voting for seven council members.
And that's the consolidation countdown so far on Connect FM.